This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. The Freedom Film Fest, Malaysia's leading international human rights documentary film festival, returns. And in this 16th edition of the fest, there is a call to action to mend the gap. And one of the featured films is Five Tigers, which documents the journeys of three women who were actively involved in the activities of the Labour Party of Malaya in Penang back in the tumultuous 1960s. I find out more from the film's director, Dr. Poh Hyung Hong, and the film's producer, Chan Siong Fung. Welcome, ladies. How are you today?
Thank you. Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. So both of you, when I was doing my research, both of you identify as accidental filmmakers. Why is that, ladies? I mean, why did you suddenly fall into filmmaking? Maybe we can start with you, Paul.
Because it just happened that one of these five tigers is my mother. And then, I posted something on the social media, and then people got interested, really interested in their stories. And it was actually someone who approached me about, you know, your mom is one of the five tigers. Do you know anything about the five tigers? And I was like, no, I don't know anything about it. I know that she was politically active in the 60s, but I have no idea about anything about the five tigers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's how it started. And then people began to approach me, you know, for more stories. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about your day job. I understand you're a researcher.
Yeah, I'm a researcher. I'm attached to UM at the moment. Yeah, and that's why I call myself an accidental filmmaker because it's not a part of my job for about filmmaking. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sure your researching background came in very handy for this film. But what about you, Siong Fung? You're also a cultural activist. You're an educator. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I think I started making films in the last stuff that we were involved in the village. I think a few years ago we made a film, and that's how it got started. And we saw how effective using film to tell the stories that are not often told. And that's how actually we got involved in this project, because we approached Paul and say, look, this is a great film to be made and to be told. And that's how it got started. And so it's through the Freedom Film Festival. We have a network, Freedom Film Network, and there we are encouraging actually people to tell stories using film as a media.
Okay.
Social documentary films.
Right.
Actually, researchers, academics, they have a lot to learn from filmmakers in terms of telling stories, because, you know, academics, they are so into writing, and then text can be very boring, but film is very different. Visual things are so much more attractive than text.
Yes. And yeah. I mean, that's also another challenge, isn't it? You know, taking all of that, making it into a very compelling story that people will be interested to actually watch, you know, to sit down for what it is, an hour and a half, for example, to, you know, to...
Rather than read an article of these five women.
So, Five Tigers, one of the things that's interesting to me was that it aims to mend the gap in the area of histories of women, particularly those of the working class women. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, you consider to be a much neglected aspect of Malaysian history. What made you both particularly want to discover hidden histories of Malayan women, you know, specifically through this film?
I think there are already works about women who are in a position of leadership in different areas, whether politics or in the business world, things like that. Mm-hmm. But not so much about, you know, women from a different class background.
Okay.
And for me, that's very different, because these people, they do as much work as those female leaders. Mm-hmm. But then their stories are not documented. Yeah, I think that's very important for me. Yeah. Mm. That also fits in very well into Freedom Film Festival this year's theme, Mending the Gap, because there's a gap. There's people's stories untold. Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's also the idea of activism. You know, it's not just, you know, big leaders, big names. Of course, they get the visual profile, they get the, you know, the space, and lots, and there are thousands, and, you know, people who work on the ground, and their stories are equally interesting, and that's where we see what's missing.
Right.
That's why we thought this story is about ordinary women, but, you know, they had very extraordinary leadership in that way. So it challenges our idea of what leadership is. It's not just the big guns on the top, but, you know, leadership by doing.
The grassroots,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. The activity.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about the film now. So your mother, obviously, is what, you know, kind of started or triggered this sort of thing. But why do you think this was a story that needed to be told?
For me, I grew up with, that's my mom. That's why I don't think anything special about it. But when people approach me, it's like, oh, okay, she's such a big thing in the 60s, at least. I mean, you know, among her own party comrades, you know, how she was regarded. I didn't know about that. Although I went to some of their gatherings since as a child, but then, yeah, I wasn't really aware of what they were doing. Until this project actually got me deeper into that part of history.
Okay.
Even though I grew up with one of the tigers, but then I wasn't really, knowing much about their stories. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Until this project come up.
Okay. Yeah. So, tell me a little bit about that. You know, I mean, you're talking about a particular time in history. You know, what was that particular time? And, you know, what is it that was so, I suppose, you know, changed? You know, what made all the changes from that time?
In the 60s, there were already a lot of leftist activism, not just in Malaysia, but across the world. Like, you can see there were a lot of movement in Europe and in US as well, student activism. And then during the 60s, there was a lot of these young people who were in their 20s or even teenage, you know, they were attracted to all these ideals about the leftists. Mm-hmm. And then that's how they got involved into this movement. And there was also a lot of social issues back then. So you have unemployment, and then you have workers' right not recognized.
Yeah.
So that's why they got involved in this movement. And yeah, and women were a large part of that movement, was a significant part of that movement. But as far as I'm concerned, a lot of the documented stories until today is more about the male leadership than about the role of women. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think one main issue was the issue of education, the opportunities. And like these five tigers in the film, you see how they got started was through literacy class.
Okay.
Because they didn't have opportunities to go to school, like most girls or daughters in this age. If they had money, it was only for the boys.
Yeah.
So that was their stepping stone. You know, they got involved in literacy classes, and then they started their leadership, and they started got active in the party.
Okay.
So that's a very significant a point, I think, of that era where women didn't have rights or as many opportunities as rights as men back in the 60s.
Yeah, you know, something.
And perhaps even to this day, I think there are very many women who are deprived of education because of, you know.
Yeah, just look at the child marriage issue.
Yes.
Women are deprived of education because they enter marriage too early.
Yeah.
And so many of all of these five tigers, they actually got involved in the Labour Party through literacy class because they didn't have any chance to go to school.
Formal education.
Yeah, formal education. That's how they ended up in the Labour Party, because the Labour Party conducted literacy class for
right.
these people.
Right.
They really go down to the grassroots. Like what you can see, today, what we can see, it's PSM who is doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a marginalized party today. Yeah. But in the 60s, Labour Party was a big party that, and in the socialist front, so-called socialist front, so they conducted a lot of literacy class, go to all places, you know, to reach out to really grassroots people, working class people, offer them a chance to study. That's how they pick up reading and even writing. That
mm-hmm.
really changed their life, and that's very important.
I mean, to become even, you know, movement leaders as exemplified by these five ladies. And we're going to find out a little more about those five ladies after this quick break. I'm speaking to Dr. Paul Hyung Hong. She's the director of Five Tigers. And Chan Seong Fung, she is the producer of the film. And Five Tigers is one of the featured films at this year's Freedom Film Fest 2018. And we'll find out more after this quick break. You are listening to Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. In the studio with me today, two very lovely ladies, Dr. Po Hyung Hong and Chang Seong Fung. They are both involved in the production of the film called Five Tigers. Hyung Hong is the director and Seong Fung is the producer. So, and very interestingly, you know, Hyung Hong's mother was actually one of the five tigers that this film actually talks about. So how did we even start making this film? How did we find the five ladies? Are they, I mean, they're all still around, I'm guessing?
Yeah, they're all still around. But in this film, we only feature three of them because the other two, they have some health issue that we were unable to reach out to them when we were filming.
Sure.
So, but they were, they have been together. I mean, they have been friends for more than five decades.
That's
so
amazing.
It's easy. You know, once you know one of the tigers, you can actually reach out to the other four.
Oh, I love it that you call them the tigers.
Yes, essentially, that's what this film is about. Ideals, love, and friendship.
Tell me more. Tell me, you know, what is this film about? Whose perspective is presented in this film?
I think it's about their life, how they got involved, including the frustration that they face, you know, as a working class women in living in the urban area, and then, you know, trying to look for new opportunities or trying to look for hope in the 60s. So it's about a lot of things, you know, their struggles. I remember this one conversation they have over their lunch table. It's about usually when they participate in the party activities, late in the night, they would go for supper. And then, but then they couldn't afford to buy food that is different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They can buy a meal, but they eat differently from their male comrades because their male comrades, they are paid more. So that this issue of equal wage for equal work come in because this is one of their struggle as well. They were asking for equal wage for equal work, but it wasn't because women's work were undervalued. They were paid much lowly than their male comrades. So their male comrade can actually buy more expensive food when they go for supper after their activities. And that captures very well their struggle, you know.
Interesting.
In the food that they eat, in the choices that they have over supper. You know, they can only eat cheaper food, but their meals, they can buy foods that are more expensive and nutritious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and this is within the Labour Party itself?
Yeah.
It's a bit ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So but that's just the situation at that time.
That was the reality of it,
because, like I said, male had education, they had better jobs or the better paying jobs. But even for the same jobs, they probably paid more than the women.
The women
so
themselves.
That just reflected the reality of that time.
Mm-hmm. And these ladies, they were regarded for their activism. If I'm not mistaken, in the Sungai Pinang area in particular, right? So what were some of their struggles? You mentioned the equal wage, but what are some of the other struggles that they fought for?
Sungai Pinang area is actually really an area where the urban poor concentrate.
Okay.
They all live in, a lot of them live in wooden houses. Even if they're these brick houses, they are actually renting from the owners. And this area is so infamous for all the Samseng activities.
I see.
Yeah, so it is actually really a working class community. But then, you know, these women, they become so active in that area and then respected by the local community. Yeah, so that's why we mentioned that it is Sungai Pinang because it is different from other areas in Penang. It is not in Pulau Tikus or not in Green Lane. These are all middle class area. But then Sungai Pinang is very different.
Yeah, I think part of why they were called the Five Tigers as well is because they were really brave women. They broke the mold of what ordinary women at that time, you know, were supposed to be doing.
Right.
So they joined classes, they got involved in activities that took them late into the night. And one of the tiger had a parental objection because, you know, these kind of things, they get jailed, they get caught, and they have to deal with all those issues, you know.
Okay.
And don't forget, these are women like just in their 20s, you know. They had to go out to do all the activities. They have to put up posters, they have to prepare stuff. So they did it. And they did it because they have this five together as a kind of strong friendship.
The unity, that backing, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
All right. And you know, tell me a little bit about the filmmaking process itself. You know, how long did it take you to complete? And, you know, how did you go about doing it? How did you even get the ladies on board to tell their stories? I'm sure your mother was easier, but...
Yeah, and the other two auntie, they like the idea of getting together. Because of this film, they have a chance to get together again. Sure. Because my mom, they meet each of them, you know, separately over the past few decades. But then for them to come together, this was after many years, okay. After almost 2 decades, I think. Wow. Yeah, that they have a chance to come together because of this film. And it took us about... a week, but that is just for shooting.
Sure, sure.
A lot of
non-talking about post-production.
Yeah, yeah. But they were really happy to come together because like they haven't done that for a long while, so they had so much to talk and so much to catch up. So yeah. Our filming was kind of getting into their way, but we tried to to fit it in their.
They're so natural when it comes to, you know, yeah. They just go into their conversation, you know, like, and then you don't even have to really direct anything because they just go into their conversation naturally when okay. they talk about their past. And then because they know each other so well, so they can just, you know, pick up any things that they have done together. Uh-huh. And then, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it's like the 2 decades didn't even happen, right? They just picked up from
yes,
where
they just
left
pick
off.
Up things, yeah. And then
so that made it easier for us in shooting and getting what we need yeah. for the film.
For the
yeah.
film, and,
yeah.
And did you make? I mean, for you especially, you know, since this is your own mother and you know stories that you grew up with. But did you make any interesting discoveries? You know, throughout this whole process.
Yeah, just now, Xiongfeng just mentioned that one of the tigers, she was actually banned by her parents from joining the Labour Party. Yeah. When the parent found out that there were so many people arrested for their involvement in the Labour Party, yeah. And then that was actually my mom. I didn't know until we did the shooting. Oh, okay.
Mom's a lot cooler than you thought, huh?
And that makes sense why I'm so rebellious.
I think part of the thing is... coming back to why we want to make this film, you know, besides it being underrepresented, is I think it's good to see that these were strong women, mm-hmm. you know, their representation. And I think as young women today, young activists who wants to get involved, I mean, you stand on the shoulder of these young women.
Yeah,
yeah? It's not isolated. It is, you know, many women have come before.
Paved the way.
Yeah. So I think that's the other connection that we want to make with the young people today.
Yeah, because I think for the many young people, they probably thought that they are the first, you know, to do such and such thing. But actually, there are already people doing that in the 60s. But because it is not documented, that the younger generation, they are unaware of what's happening in the 60s. Mm-hmm. Because it's not written down in the history textbook.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, and it is not aired through any radio program or even TV program until...
Yeah, which is the main point was that the change, not just for their own life, but for the country, has to be with their own participation. They have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the change comes from doing it, not waiting for somebody to change for us.
Yeah.
I think that's a very strong and challenging story. Mm-hmm. From this Five Tigers.
Okay. That was actually my next question. You know, what you hope people will take away from this. So I suppose it's that the whole notion of don't be armchair, you know, warriors, right? You know, go out there and actually do it despite the lots of objections that are, you know,
yeah,
coming your way.
Exactly. And I've also, I think we all have these questions coming from because we did some private screening for the Rough Cut to get feedback. And then one of the questions that we get is about when was the moment of political consciousness came about? And then there's a very interesting question because for armchair philosopher or scholar, it's true reading. But then for these working class women, no, it's different. They have their life trajectories are different.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's true doing, it's true going down to the grassroots, through doing all the hands-on things that they gain a lot of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they got to know people's life. Because that's also a part, they are also a part of the community, of course.
Right.
But then they became so brave through doing these things, these grassroots works.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very different. Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, just going back to when they started doing this, and, you know, you said they faced a lot of objections. Like, I mean, how did society around them kind of, like, react to them as well? Because, I mean, the Labour Party was not a popular party, I think that's suffice to say. So, you know, how did they face that sort of, not just from their own community, but from the community at large, how did they deal with those sorts of, you know, I suppose, criticism or, you know, just complete, you know, dislike towards them?
I think they were, in their own community, they are actually quite popular and welcomed.
Okay.
But not in the eyes of the government.
Right.
That's why their activities have been tracked down. There were mass arrests. So many of the leadership, they were in prison, became political detainees. Mm-hmm. I think they did have to go through, like my mom, you know, parental objection.
Yeah.
But then later on, you know, because she was so determined, that her parent has to allow her to go. Yeah.
So she fought for her rights.
Yeah, she fought for her rights. Yeah, but then if we talk about the grassroots community, they are actually quite supportive of the Labour Party. But then, of course, the mainstream society, especially when it comes to media portrayal, media has a very negative portrayal of the Labour Party.
Yeah.
But in terms of real grassroots support, they did have
I mean, they were like treated... They were enemy of the state in a sense, they objected. They took mass demonstration because they were frustrated with the parliamentary route, as they claim. And this is something that they have to do. Nobody, who else will do it? Because it's their issues, issues of wage, issues of rights, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to say that even change today, you know, if you're going to change the government, if we don't do it, who else will do it? Mm-hmm. We are expecting some superheroes to come and
Messiah.
Change the government. No, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. So that's the point, I guess.
Yeah, and they're actually, because when we talk about the larger society, they were actually quite divided as we are today.
Yeah.
So different group of people, they would respond differently to the Labour Party.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now that the film is out, it's going to be screened, obviously, at the Freedom Film Fest, but, you know, are you also planning for, you know, more screenings? You know, how are you planning on getting this out to more people?
Yeah, they're actually... people out there already approaching us for...
Wonderful.
Yeah, for screening. And then at least 3 or 4 invitations coming along the way.
Yeah, some women's groups, some students, mostly students, political students, because this period of our history is actually quite blur.
Yeah.
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 For a lot of people. So actually some people commented when they watched, oh, we have to refresh our history lessons. You know, what happened when, who was who, and
what was the issue at the
exactly.
time, right? Okay, yeah. So I guess this is very interesting. It's like capturing a moment in history that you know, a lot of us don't know much about.
Yeah, exactly. Not many people even aware that they were also involved in anti-Vietnam War.
Oh, I
the U.S. invasion. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. In the 60s, there was several street demonstration against the U.S. invasion of Vietnam.
Okay.
So in that sense, it's quite, they are not just concerned about the local issues, domestic politics, but also about international politics as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And this whole notion of the hidden histories of Malaysian women, are you planning on doing more projects based on that as well? Is that something in the pipeline maybe for the both of you?
Well, definitely. There are many more stories that are untold. And we hope that if not us, but others will jump in the the train and try to tell some of those stories.
Okay.
Yeah, especially I hope that this film will actually inspire more, you know, the second generation or the descendants of the Socialist Front members, former Socialist Front members, because they have their own children, right? They should document their parents, the children should document their own parents' stories who were involved in the Socialist Front in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to document, but to be proud of their parents and what they did, like Po. I mean, she didn't even know, but now she knows, and she is very proud of what her mother's contribution is.
Mother must be a very unassuming lady for you to not even realize what a tiger she was. Well, she is, I suppose. All right. Any last message that you'd like to leave us with, ladies?
I just hope this film will bring more awareness of the history of the 60s and the not just official history, but the alternative history or the untold histories of the 60s of Malaysia.
Yeah, and come and watch at the Freedom Film Festival this year. There are many other stories that will be interesting that are not in the mainstream. Mm-hmm. So it will be interesting to come and see.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, ladies. So, happening at PJ Live Arts and the school at Jaya One in Petaling Jaya, this year's week-long Freedom Film Festival runs from the 29th of September until the 6th of October. Five Tigers will be screened on the 30th of September from 1:30 p.m. till 3 p.m. And for more information, you can head to freedomfilm.my or head to their Facebook page at facebook.com/freedomfilmfest. Thank you so much. I've been speaking to Dr. Po Hyung Hong. She's the director of Five Tigers. And Chan Seong Fung, she is the producer of Five Tigers. And we were discussing Five Tigers, the film which will be shown at this year's Freedom Film Fest. This has been Feminist Fridays on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.